Time for a special Stang Gang podcast as we introduce you to Midwestern State's new tennis coach, Luis Diaz. But if you're a Midwestern State tennis fan, you know Luis because it wasn't that long ago he was playing number one singles and playing doubles for Midwestern State, and now the head coach replacing Scott Lynn. Is this anything in your wildest imagination that you ever thought would happen, that 2 years after graduation you'd be the head coach at Midwestern State?
No, not at all. I had never, ever thought about it. And then when this whole thing happened, when unfortunately Coach Lynn had to leave the position, and, you know, after that, Coach Vini, who did an amazing job, really decided to leave as well. I don't know. I just found myself in a situation where I was like, I just need to at least give it a try. You know, I'm obviously not the most prepared person for the position, but you know, I do believe I have the energy, and I do have I really do want to do well for MSU, and I know the goals that are in mind in all of the players, and I'm just going to try my best to help them achieve them.
Well, you certainly know the history, the tradition, and the expectation, because Midwestern State, it's been a winning tennis program for years now.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you can see it on the women's team. They've done amazingly well the last 2 years. It's been crazy how they've built, you know, pretty much the same team, or the majority of the team was the same they had 2-3 years ago, and how they've learned, and the players, how they were able to evolve the last 2 years, and the culture they built around them. And it was all due to Coach Lynn, but you know, the players, they were the ones that made the decision, and they made the change, and my hope is that we can continue that, and you know, obviously new players coming in, but the culture is still there, and I'm hoping that's what matters.
And I'm guessing finding those players is your number one priority right now.
Exactly. I mean, on both teams, I would say we have a good solid base. It's, you know, we have, as right now, we have seven women in the team. We have 9 guys in the men's team.
So it's not an empty cupboard.
Oh, no. I mean, Coach Lynn, he did a good job making sure that we had people coming in, and you know, I'm talking to a couple people they're looking like really good players that could join the team next spring, and yeah, I mean, obviously, the main challenge everyone would think is the women's team, which is true. I mean, looking at last year, great team, experienced team.
Losing All-American talent.
Exactly. So yeah, we lost, you know, 4 seniors, one player transferred, and then so you might think like, well, so what's next? But we still have people that were there in the team last year, and they know what winning looks like and what it has to look like on the court and the practice court. And yeah, and I mean, I'm really hoping that they can really show the way and teach the incoming players how things should be done.
I mean, you're a young guy, but coaching tennis isn't completely foreign to you. This isn't coaching at a college is new to you, mm-hmm. but just being around tennis and teaching tennis, coaching tennis, that's not new to you, right?
No. I mean, it's true. This last year was the first time I did it as a full-time thing. I've been working here in the Dallas area with some high school players, middle school, high school players. I've been able to, let's say, this the culture of coaching a tennis team is not new to me. I've been doing it this last year, and I've learned a lot thanks to great coach and friend down there, Sam Brinkle, and yeah, I mean, I've been doing it, we could say, for 4 or 5 years now, and yeah, just really like it, really love it, and obviously this is a complete different level of coaching, but yeah, I mean, I'm all for it. I'm getting great help, not just from Scott and from Vini, but from, you know, Kyle Williams, from other coaches in the program. So it's great.
What's the biggest challenge for you?
Well, one of the challenges for sure is going to be, you know, that transition from seeing some of these players as teammates to seeing them as my players, which obviously, like anything in life, you have the positive side, but then there's also, you know, the not so positive side. And, you know, it's people that not long ago I would consider my friends. I mean, I still consider them my friends. But, you know, now we need to make sure that that we all know where we're standing. And I think we'll be fine. We've been talking about it for some time now, and we're understanding it, and we're fine with it. And it's how things should be done if we all want to be. The goal is to be successful, them on the court, me helping them outside the court. So if we all agree that that's the goal, then we're going to be fine.
Even as a player here, you were a leader on the men's team. Mm-hmm. I mean, so it's not going to be completely foreign to them to follow your lead. Mm-hmm.
That's true. Yes. Yes. I mean, I was a leader, and it's true. For example, Germano, who's going to be a senior, has two more years. We'll see if he decides to play that second year. But yeah, he's a senior in the team this year, same as Juan. And it's true, Germano and I, we share that leadership role my last year especially. And, you know, now it's going to be, both of us are still in a leadership role, but, you know, it used to be, hey, let's talk about this. We're both on the court. What do you see? You know, same situation now. It's going to be a similar conversation, but him on the court, me outside the court, and me having to make the ultimate decision after all. So,
what about coaching the women's team? Because I know I've talked to Scott, I've talked to Ryan Spence, who played men's soccer here, now coaches the women's team. It's a little bit different coaching men and women, mm-hmm. isn't it?
No, yeah, for sure. It's the other great challenge I was going to mention, obviously, coaching the women. And not just because, you know, I've come from playing men's tennis and they're a women's team, but also understanding that they, like, where they come from. You know, it's not just any women's team. It's a top three in the nation women's team, and there's some responsibility that comes with it. And then, obviously, understanding the differences between a men's team and a women's team. Like I said before, I'm getting great help, not just from Scott, from Vinny. Coach Kelsey Bruce, she's helping me with that too. Former players, former MSU players that I have been talking to, like Sky Mins, like Emmy Visick, I've been talking to them. Getting some advice, and they've been great, always offering help. And I mean, obviously, I'll learn as I go.
You know, you do. You have some great resources here at Midwestern State, because obviously Michael Meacham, the head soccer mm-hmm. coach here, has had a lot of success. There's other coaches that are here that have had success mm-hmm. that you can tap into.
Oh yeah,
because they're facing some of the same challenges you're going to face uh-huh. coaching a Division II program.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. I mean, Coach Meach is great, and. You know, starting 2-3 years ago when we started building that great relationship between men's tennis, well, tennis in general and soccer. And he's a great guy, him and Patrick. And
those guys love tennis, by the way.
Oh, yeah. You'll see them out there, and they like playing as well. So.
And I've played with them.
Uh-huh. They're getting a little distracted by golf now, I think.
They have gotten distracted by golf, which is robbing me of time on the tennis court. So that's not fair.
I'll make sure I get them on the right track.
Okay, good deal. Yeah. You know, there's an old saying in American sports, and I'll bet you even in European football people talk about this, but they say you don't want to be the guy that replaces a legend in the head coaching mm-hmm. role. And in a sense, you're doing that when you're mm-hmm. replacing Scott Lynn. How tough are those shoes to fill?
Oh, very, very, very. I mean, being realistic, it's, you know, without all the help I'm getting from him and all these other people, it wouldn't be possible. It's just too many things that he had under control that I don't have under control. And all those things is what makes MSU tennis what it is in D2 tennis. And you know, I'm right. Like, you know, my focus right now is making sure that I'm not missing. I'm obviously going to miss stuff, but I'm not missing at least the basics. And,
right.
And so that's my main focus right now, at least until we start with the fall season.
Obviously, you're recruiting and you're getting talent, and that impacts the program. Mm-hmm. But how much impact, once you get the talent here, how much impact does a head coach have in tennis?
Well, I mean, you have to be very clear with the standards of the program. I think that's the things that are non-negotiable. And like I said, Coach Lynn made that very clear from the beginning. And I've told many people I'm not planning on deviating much from his standards, because they worked. And being honest, is stuff that I really agreed with from the beginning, like punctuality, like extra work, not just working for yourself, but for others, for the team, for the community. And those are things that are, I've already made clear to the players that they're going to stay the same, and not everyone has to agree with it, but it's the way it is, and it's how we're going to do it. And I think once those bases are solid and everyone just follows them, then everything else can be built on top of that.
How do you go about attracting talent to Midwestern State? What's the selling point?
Well, you know, on the women's team, pretty obvious. Just, you know, the recent success this last couple years, it's pretty, you know, obvious top three team in the country. Not much more to say. 2 years in a row, Elite Four, Final Four in NCAAs, runner-ups, ITA, indoors last year. I mean, doesn't get much better than that. And on the men's side, you know, the conversation is always, we are an NCAA tournament team, and now we're just missing that last. The last 2 years we've been really, really close, very, like, you know, chances where, you know, my last year was a heartbreak. This last year, another heartbreak. So now, yeah, we're just like, you know, it's not a matter of talent. The talent is always there, and it's, we have great tennis players. Now it's just being, you know, believe enough and trust the work and know that you're good enough to take that step into winning that last match where we'll take you to the Sweet 16, which has been the challenge the last 2 years.
Is there anything you would want to tell Midwestern State tennis fans about the new regime here?
The new regime? I don't like calling it that. But yeah, I mean, yeah, to everyone who's been coming out to matches already this last few years, you know, energy is always going to be our number one priority, making sure that no matter what, everything is left out on the court. To people maybe new to tennis, you know, even if you don't understand much of tennis, even if you haven't followed it much, I can tell you it's really fun. College tennis is just fun, and you can just really feel the energy. You can feel the, that's what we're all about, just making sure the players, you know, they're on their own on the court, but that they can feel the energy from the outside as well.
It's a really interesting dynamic that's going on in college tennis, and we're seeing more and more college players, more and more players select the college route before going pro. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot more, and there's a lot more college tennis on television now. Mm-hmm. It's growing, and it's so much fun to be out here at MSU Tennis Center when we're hosting a dual match, because you're right, the energy, and I've been a tennis fan my whole life, but I hadn't been around college tennis a lot, and it is amazing how what's happening on court four kind of bleeds over to what's happening on court one. It's it's a really interesting dynamic.
Yeah. No, yeah, and we have a great setup here at the tennis center. Like, you know, those high, the high seats, the
right.
towers there. And you're able to see pretty much every court from a single spot, and that's great. I think for fans, you know, you decide to move around if you decide to just stand there and look around all the courts, and I think we have a really good setup, And yeah, I mean, and like I said to the players, if you want to have people come watch you, you're going to have to do something before. Like, you have to earn people come watch you. And that was a conversation when I was a player. They know that's what it really attracts people. Not the, obviously the results, but more like, you know, are you leaving it all out there for the team and for the school? And that's what's going to attract people.
Well, I know we're awfully excited to have Luis Diaz as part of the coaching staff here at Midwestern State University leading our tennis program. I can't wait to do more of these podcasts with you as we get into the dual match season. I know you're going to be busy in the fall as well, because there's plenty of tennis going on in the fall. And it's going to be great seeing you around the hallways, and good luck.
Thank you, sir.
That is Luis Diaz, our new tennis coach here at Midwestern State University, and he'll be joining us for the podcast once the dual match season gets underway. Be sure to tell your friends about the Stang Gang podcast, and be sure to follow Midwestern State Tennis at MSUMustangs.com. I'm Pete Stein. So long.